Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast, 19 July 2021. Bucks win on the road. You know what's been cool? One of the coolest things to me about this series is not the road game, but the home games. And the celebrity sightings you see at the games so far. There have been some pretty good sports celebrities, obviously. Bakhtiari. Driver, a bunch of other Packers, Z, a couple of other guys.
LeBron was in Phoenix.
That was cool. They had Kareem.
Yep.
And Oscar Robertson there the other night.
Yep.
I mean, doesn't get any bigger than that in the world of basketball. There's been a couple of other celebrities, too, that escaped me that they've shown. That's always kind of a cool thing.
Now, Sheryl Crow, I don't know if she's been in attendance, but she's all over Twitter now, being a Bucks fan.
Oh, is she? Okay.
But it's certainly not like Los Angeles.
I was just going to say, it's not like L.A. in the 80s and 90s for Showtime L.A.
Right.
Jack Nicholson and Diane Cannon and you name it, Billy Crystal, Jerry Seinfeld, they're all there in the crowd.
All of them were.
But it's still pretty decent star power, I think. Some high-powered stars. Did you see bling that LeBron was wearing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking, man, he's got to have a couple bodyguards to walk around wearing that stuff.
Well, that's why athletes get robbed, and you go, well, so-and-so was robbed of $200,000 of jewelry. Why? Because he's wearing it. Well, that was pretty dumb.
Because
he's carrying it with him.
Why?
So that was pretty stupid. But, yeah.
Okay, so here's...
But the guy that stole the guy that stole the show over the weekend was the Phoenix Suns fan who was peeling off the $100 bills while they were counting down the Giannis free throws, which I don't understand why he was doing that.
I don't know why.
Because he got what he wanted. A, on TV, and now he's a meme or whatever it is. A GIF, a meme. I'm not sure I know the difference. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
But he got what he wanted. He got a lot of FaceTime on TV.
Exactly.
Because every time Giannis went to the foul line, he was peeling off his $100 bills. And then...
And they kept showing him. You're feeding the guy right
exactly.
into him. You're playing right into
exactly.
And then his deal.
And then, as I said, he's a meme or a GIF, whatever it is.
Well...
Or both.
One of the coolest things about... The last game, not last Saturday, but the last home game, was, I don't know if you saw this, the guy in the crowd sitting right on the baseline, I think in the front row, wearing a Bakhtiari Bucks jersey. Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
Got his hair in long.
Kind of looked like him.
Looked like him.
Yep.
Got the beard going, the whole thing.
Yep.
And they show him chugging a beer.
Yeah.
And then he points across the way, and there's the real David Bakhtiari sitting there, who looks at him, gets up, chugs his own, and then Bakhtiari's dad chugs one with him. That was great. So I saw a picture of that fan. He got Bakhtiari to sign his Bakhtiari jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a picture together they put on Facebook. The guy's name, I don't know what the guy's name is, but he's holding up his signed David Bakhtiari Bucks jersey, custom made, obviously, and Bakhtiari's there holding the hat that's signed, too. Pretty cool. I think that's cool.
A lot of fun. You know, it's kind of fun to see, and it's not uncommon for the other sports teams in the state to support a team that's doing well, that's on a run. You know, when the Packers go to the playoffs, you see the other organizations supporting the Packers. When the Brewers have made the playoffs, so it's fun seeing the other athletes and the other organizations supporting each other. And you know, the Brewers are doing that, and the Royals too, by accommodating the game tomorrow night by moving it to, I think, a 3:10 start time.
3:10, right?
The first game between the Brewers and the Royals tomorrow has been moved to mid afternoon, so there's no conflict. Which is awesome.
It is cool. I remember seeing CC Sabathia at a Packers game.
Sure.
Back in, must have been 08, right? That was the one year he was in Milwaukee. Was that in 08?
Right.
I've seen Giannis at Packer games, you know, because they get VIP on the field stuff. So
sure they do.
And then we've seen a number of Packers at Bucks games, we've seen Brewers.
The one Packer that has not shown up that everybody's waiting for, though, is the owner, Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
he's the one Packer that hasn't shown up.
The owner of the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, part owner of the Bucks. Yeah, if he is there, he's
hiding
in and out. I thought it was cool, too, to hear Mark Jackson and who's the coach that's with him, Van Gundy, that do the games.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned they had gone to a Brewers game the night before. The last time they were in town, they went to a Brewer game the night before the Bucks game. So I thought that was kind of cool, too. But that's what the finals does. It brings out all the
celebs.
All the celebs and the luminaries.
And like we talked about this before, you know, with Z was at the game the other night, game four, wasn't it? Was that game four?
Yep.
Zadarius. Bakhtiari's there. And again, I'm like, are you guys flying in or are you guys up in Green Bay already getting ready for...
Well, that's part
that's
of the,
what I really want to know.
That's part of the thing, too, when you talk about supporting the other teams. I mean, it's off season for the Packers.
Right.
So they're not here, I don't think, or where are they? You know, it's easy for the Brewers guys to come up to Green Bay. They're in town. Their season is going on. It's a little bit tougher right now because they're not in season.
Right. But, so, you know, summers in Wisconsin are pretty nice, so maybe they're coming out here a little bit early. And
maybe so.
You know, Bakhtiari's got a crib here in Green Bay, I'm sure. And
or, you know, you get a nice little place in Lake Geneva or something, you know, and then over to Milwaukee.
But I mean, like, is he going back and forth between wherever he trains in the offseason or if he's hanging around in Wisconsin? So,
well, maybe we'll get a chance to ask him this year like we didn't last year. Because I think we'll be able to talk to these guys in person. We'll see.
It's a fun time, though, right
now. Can't wait for tomorrow night. Game 6, Tuesday night at Fiserv. The Bucks could win it all. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
We'll find out if they can get it done. We'll be talking about it if they do. Win, lose, or draw, we'll be talking about it on the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts every morning, 6 a.m., right here on The Fan.